Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
What doesn't kill us is making us stronger. We're gonna last longer than that crazy.
All right, Lisa Goranson has played Becky since the days of Roseanne back in 1988. She was just a baby and continues that role on The Conners on ABC. And the season finale is coming up. Her role has had quite a dramatic turn these past few weeks. And to talk about it all is my pal, Lisa Goranson. How are you doing, Lisa?
Hey there, Dave. What's up, Chicago?
Always love talking to you. And before we get into all those recent storylines, are you finally back home in New York enjoying some of this amazing weather that we've just gotten out of nowhere?
You know, I am, and this is the longest time that I've been away from New York ever. I mean, since, you know, I guess 1992.
Wow.
So I came back to my apartment, and I looked in my cupboards, and there were things that had expired, and like, I mean, not like milk, but, you know,
yeah,
ibuprofen or, you know, hand creams or whatever that had expired in 2019, 2020. And I thought, oh, my God, this is like a time capsule. I haven't been here. But the ecosystem, one thing that I guess I haven't really remembered is just how beautiful the East Coast and the Midwest are in the spring. I mean, the growth, the rain, the blooming of flowers and the colors, and it's just extraordinary, and it's so different than the desert. I mean, it's interesting. I guess I didn't really know how much the environment meant to me, just kind of every day, the weather change, you know, that I've had since I was a kid in Chicago, but Evanston actually, but I'm very grateful to be experiencing that and wearing a coat sometimes, you know, all that exciting stuff.
So maybe being away for as long as you have, maybe just, you know, it gave you that new appreciation for being back where you, I mean, since 1992, I mean, obviously that was a destination for you long ago, and you performed on stage for years and stuff, but New York is obviously the place to be, but appreciating it in a whole different way after being gone so long, that's pretty cool.
It's great, but it's also funny because even my friends here, it's like we're all coming out of rocks, you know, when people are getting vaccinated and everyone's having social anxiety, and it's we used to go and do this. This used to be our thing. We used to have dinner every week. And, you know, it's just, I really have missed my relationships here too, my buddies. So we're definitely catching up, and it just kind of feels a little bit like normalcy all of a sudden, which is great.
I was going to say, you probably feel there is some light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, you this summer we got to be able to go. I mean, even if we're sitting outside, I really don't care, but you know, winter's been tough. And especially when you've been on the West Coast. I mean, California had their ups and downs with COVID, too, where you couldn't go anywhere or do anything. It's been brutal out there, too.
Yeah. And what people don't understand is that even though it's California and it's, you know, beautiful weather for the most part all the time, you know, save when it gets really hot, that the lockdown there was actually much more aggressive than in New York, in Chicago, in anywhere else that I know.
Right.
It lasted longer. It was, you know, it was so frustrating. I found myself being like outside the outdoors of certain restaurants I like, just kind of peeking in, seeing if anyone was in there, you know, kind of wanting to know when the doors would open. But yeah, it's kind of surreal that way.
It's funny when you watch like a concert, or they were showing highlights from a baseball game from a couple years ago, and you see the tens of thousands of people together. It seems so weird, and it shouldn't. We, like, all our entire life, that's how we lived our life. But now you look at some of this stuff and you're like, we did that before.
I know. I was watching, you know, whatever, I guess it was still during the lockdown or whatever, this documentary on Studio 54. And I was like,
oh God.
Wow.
Right? Yeah, hello.
I was like, that is definitely not happening right now, tell you that.
Yeah, no, not at all. Not at all.
And it's so funny because it's like, instead of going, ooh, that looks like a good time, you know? I mean, I was like kind of rocking out to the music, but then I was like, ooh, that looks really dangerous.
Yeah, now it does. Now it does. Like, it does. Is it going to make us, you know, fear going out in big crowds? I mean, from everything that we've dealt with for the last year, I think it's a little scarring. Like, it's going to take a lot for people to really get out again and go be... I know people are rabid for it, but I think when they actually get down to it, it's going to still be very cautious.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, and I never... I mean, one thing I have realized through this time is that I'm truly an introvert because... You know, what I don't miss is like being in a line, is going, you know, being in a big party or those things. I realize I've never liked, not like a line. I mean, that's everyone has to do that. But you know what I mean? Like, I'm much better one-on-one or with a couple of buddies than like a big slew of people.
Well, I will tell you, Lisi's character on ABC's The Conners has pivoted into quite a storyline. And we're going to talk about that next on 720 WGM.
And I am a little angry at him for some of the things he did that screwed up my life.
A little? Why not a lot?
Because it's not all his fault.
Whose fault is it?
Mine! Because I let him! I was so stupid! I didn't want to drop out and move. I wanted to go to college. But I was so afraid to lose him. And then I ended up losing him anyway. I've wasted so much time. I kept telling myself over and over again that I was going to stop drinking and get back on track. And now I'm so far behind. I'll never catch up. Remember how proud you were when I said I was going to be a doctor?
Hey, you're my first kid. My beautiful little girl. I've always been proud of you. And never more than now. But then again, look at your competition.
All right, it's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. We're talking to Lisi Goranson of ABC's The Conners. We just played a little bit of a scene that was fairly intense and has been for the last couple of weeks. If folks haven't caught up on the episodes yet, tell folks where your character has been over the last, you know, maybe month in this journey.
Well, like everyone else on Earth this year, Becky has been under a lot of pressure. She's, you know, working at the factory where her mom and her aunt Jackie used to work, Wellman, with Darlene, her sister. And she still kind of has a couple hands in the restaurant, the lunchbox with Jackie. She has her baby daddy and she's a single mother. And she's still grappling with the fact that she's an alcoholic. And she sees one of her old friends from high school, Mikey, who was her science partner, and he's a great success. You know, he went off to college and now he's an engineer, and he kind of approaches Becky as if she would have the same kind of success, but yet she is not in that place and her life has taken a big 180 from all of that. And so they go out one night and he orders a bottle of wine and she has a glass of wine. And she, because she has been sober since she was pregnant, just by her own volition, she doesn't really think much of it. But then when things start falling apart around her, for example, her baby has been taken care of by Emilio's cousin. And when she sees her baby, the baby doesn't recognize her anymore because she's been working so many double shifts. And she's trying to basically catch up to where she thinks her old self would have been, which is impossible. And what happens is she ends up really drinking and feeling hopeless and hiding her drinking until it catches up with her and the family has to intervene. So she ends up going to a Jewish rehab. And during that stay in rehab, she at first doesn't want to be there. And then she kind of realizes that there's some really pretty heavy underlying things that have been going on inside of her since her husband's death. And it's very quite dramatic.
Yeah, and it comes up, you know, in conversation.
Sounds funny, right?
But it's so true. And I was going to say, early in the series, so in the Connors, you know, they had identified that your character had a problem, but you kind of quit on your own, which, thinking anybody who's has alcohol issues and is an alcoholic will say that's not easy to do. And some may say that's not able to do at all. But I'm glad the writers went there because substance abuse, alcoholism is a really big issue in our country.
Well, and it's never something that goes away. And so it was interesting because both the writers and I felt like because of COVID, frankly, I've had a lot of people in my life that usually are very calm and cool and collected and who have really had breakdowns, had real psychological problems, you know, kids with depression. I mean,
absolutely.
These are heavy loads that we're all carrying. And for someone who is an alcoholic, you know, that's also a statistic that alcoholism has gone way up, as, you know, with everything else in the mental health, you know, all the mental health problems that people have also gone way up. So it just seemed like the right time to be realistic about it. You know, there's a lot of articles lately about content being kind of light and easy, in the face of COVID, people wanting to kind of disassociate from the heavier stuff. But on our show, that's just not how we roll. We really feel like, you know, we want to mirror what's going on in society rather than kind of paint over it. So it was kind of interesting that we were both in agreement on that. And you know, it was pretty rough to play, frankly. It was sad.
I bet. No, I bet. You know, and I've talked off air. I've got family who's had their struggles, and it's difficult for the person that's struggling, but it is very difficult for the family and the friends that surround them. They want to help. It's hard not to help. And you kind of reflect that in the last few episodes too. You know, the family just doesn't know what to do.
I think there's all kinds of, I was just talking to a friend about this the other day, but it's not just fear and sadness. It's anger. It's, you know, you feel angry at the person who can't get it together because it's such a ordeal. And our relationships on the show are so close. We've been together for so long that, you know, it's just, looking at Becky, looking at Dan, and looking at Jackie, and looking at Darlene, I mean, it's all those relationships are there. So it's very powerful.
And, you know, right now, you don't have a studio audience, which you usually do because of the pandemic. And does that help these type of intense performances? Does it give you an ability to focus without trying to get a reaction from the audience? Because you're also a theater girl. So, I mean, you're used to having that live audience, but were these scenes a little bit easier to do? Because you said they were tough.
Well, they weren't easy to do, but, you know, the audience is kind of prepped to react. So whether it's reacting, going, ooh, or laughing, you know, they're very much encouraged to participate. And usually, we have a warm-up person that tries to keep things really jovial and keep them laughing. And and that doesn't mean that they don't respond when things are dramatic. They do. But I think rhythmically, there is something about having the quiet for certain moments that really kind of helps the focus bring in. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, in the theater, the quiet also helps bringing in the focus, but that's really not what the audience feels that they're there for, is to be quiet. So it was a really interesting, I mean, we missed the audience very much, but it was a really interesting experiment. And I do think that in some cases that there were moments that were kind of had a little more resonating without the audience.
I agree. Well, very well done. I hope you get an Emmy nod out of this.
I do too. That's why I do it. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, very good.
That would be nice.
Well, I'm going to pivot to something that's near and dear to your heart. And that is Chicago pizza. And you have a favorite here, don't you?
I sure do.
Mm-hmm. And that is?
That is Giordano's.
You love Giordano's. So you're a vegetarian. So what are your favorite pizzas besides cheese, obviously? You love cheese, otherwise you'd be a vegan.
Well, it's so much about the cheese. I love the tavern style. Mm. And I love the spinach deep dish. I mean, and I love the cheese deep dish.
Okay. All right. No mushrooms.
And the Giordano salads are also really delicious, too.
They are
but
very good.
Yeah. No mushrooms. I'm kind of a purist.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's fair. That's fair.
Extra sauce.
Okay, extra sauce. I mean, do you find yourself when you're on the West Coast and the East Coast, like just craving and like, are you searching for some decent pizza? Then you're always disappointed at the end, or have you found some decent ones in California and New York?
Well, New York is much better than California,
yeah,
without
so.
A doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why they're always competing with us about pizza. Cause they have an argument, but they don't really, you know, it's like too big and square. It's rectangle, rather.
Yeah.
It's just nothing is really up to snuff.
I agree. Well, I've got a little surprise for you. So on the line with us is Jesse Harris. He's the head of culinary for Giordano's International,
oh my
famous stuff
God.
Pizza. And Jesse, welcome. Please say hello to Lisi.
Lisi, hello.
Jesse. I have so many questions for you.
Why don't we start with your questions? What do you got? What do you want to ask him? Because he's making these pizzas. He's the head chef, pretty much, for all the Giordano's pizzas. So, yeah, I'm putting you on the spot here. But what would you like to ask Jesse?
Okay. Well, my first question is this. Is the crust, do you think the magic of the crust is informed by Lake Michigan?
No, 100%, Lisi, it is. You are absolutely right. You know, to be totally honest, when we opened up our restaurants, you know, out of state, we have a whole process that we go through where we filter the water and take all the minerals out, and then we actually add the minerals that are in Chicago water back into the water to match the water up.
No
so
way.
All of, 100%. We're doing real pizza here, Lisi. Come on now. But it's 100% the same
dough. I've
been
eating it since I was a kid. Are you kidding me?
That's awesome. Look at that. Chicago water plays a role in here. You did not know that, did you? I love that. I love
it. Thank you so much, Lisi, for your dedication and your love of Giordano's.
Wait, I have another question.
No, she's not done. She's not done, Jesse.
Yeah,
stand down. All right.
What would it taste like, do you think, if instead of... Instead of Lake Michigan water, you used old style beer.
I like that. I like
you
where
know
you're
what?
Going.
I like where your head's at.
Yeah.
You're a true. Tell somebody you're from Chicago without telling them you're from Chicago. Asking that question. But you know what? That's gonna be in the R&D kitchen next. I'll tell you that.
Isn't it worth experimenting?
Oh, 100%. I think half the city's fueled on old style.
I will tell you, when I go out with folks and they're like, I'm going to have my IPA, I'm going to have this or that, and I order an old style, they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, it's beer.
When I'm at spring training in Mesa and I'm staying at the hotel that has old style and I order one, all the men at the bar cheer.
That's awesome.
And they all say, you're our perfect date.
That's great.
That's awesome.
I love that. Jesse, Giordano's has been around since 1974. I think the first joint was Efren and Joseph Giordano.
When I was born.
74. Look at you. See, there's some very special things happening here tonight.
I knew it. Yeah. I knew that's why the pizza was so good, because I came into the world at the same time. We're contemporaries, me and Giordano's.
Look at you. But this recipe, though, goes back like a couple hundred years, though, doesn't it, Jesse?
Yeah, 100%. So Efren and Joseph, they brought their grandmother's Easter torta recipe, which is like an Easter pie. It's crust and it's filled with like pasta and meat and vegetables. And they kind of took that recipe and melded it with the famous Chicago deep dish pizza. And you have Giordano's pizza.
So what about the tavern style?
So we have the tavern style as well. We actually have multiple kinds of pizza. We not only do our famous, gold standard stuffed deep dish pizza, which everybody knows and loves. And we also have our famous thin crust. And we also do an extra thin crust. And we even have a Parmesan crusted pan style pizza on our menu right now.
I have to say, the thin crust tavern style, that's what you got to try to make with the old style.
I love it.
That thin crust is just a little flavor, of the old style.
Jesse,
I'm telling you.
You're going to have to make...
We're doing something big here, Jesse.
A little bit of that Chicago love in there, you know?
You're going to have to do this.
We'll call it the Comiskey Disco Burner.
That's a phenomenal name.
Wow. Look at you. You should be an R&D yourself. You know what, Jesse? You got to get this done.
100%. Hey, I have a coat waiting right there for you. A coat and an apron.
Nice.
Oh, I love it.
All right, here's the big surprise. Jesse, tell Lisi what she won.
Well, because you love our pizza so much and, you know, you're having trouble finding good pizza out on the West Coast, we're going to send you a half dozen of our frozen stuffed deep dish pizzas, along with a cool little swag bag, and we will make sure that they are all vegetarian for you. I heard that you love spinach, and to be totally honest, the spinach stuffed pizza is one of the pizzas that made Giordano's famous, because we use nothing but fresh spinach in it. It is a phenomenal pizza. So we'll get you some vegetarian pizza sent out your way, Lisi.
That is so exciting, and you'll never guess, here in New York, I'm in a pizza club.
Are you really?
Yes, I am. We go to different pizza places, and so I'm going to tell my pizza club this, and they are going to be, of course, they've already had Giordano's. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, no.
I've ordered it for them before. That was years ago when pizza club started, but this is phenomenal. Thank you so much.
Oh, no, of course. Thank you so much. And, you know, moving forward, if you're, you know, now you got a guy in Chicago, you got a pizza guy.
Boom.
Well, I got to tell you that I ordered pizzas for the crew on the Connors, and now they are ordering it for themselves.
Look at that. See?
That is phenomenal.
They love it so much. And you know what they're also ordering? That I brought Frango mints.
Frangos, yeah. Yeah.
Frango.
From California.
Could you put some Frangos in one of those crusts, Jesse? Maybe try that out? Do a little Frango dessert?
Frango crust. For dessert, oh my God!
We gotta jump on these calls more often.
Yeah, I know. Let's do. Yeah, we should do this offline.
I know.
Is like,
this
what
is one of the best brainstorming sessions I've had in a long time.
Frango dessert pie. I think you seriously love that. I mean, for a great dessert, Chicago, mix it up, man.
Oh my God! With a crunchy, maybe have some like crispy in there.
Maybe.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I love it. I love it. Jesse, thank you.
I love where your head's at, Lisi. Thank you so much.
And of course,
well,
if you...
Well, now I'll tell you where my head's at. It's in a Giordano's pizza.
It is.
Far away from me, so I'll have to fly home.
That's awesome. Well,
we're sending them your way. Don't worry.
This is very exciting. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we'll do that offline. No addresses on air. Giordano's.com is where you go. Jesse Harris, thanks so much, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Jesse.
Well, I'll tell you, when you finally make it back here for a Cubs game, we'll have to find. We'll meet up with Jesse. He's going to have to give us a tour, and he's going to have to walk you through the kitchen and throw some ideas out there, don't you think?
Yeah, it'll be next month. I'll be in town.
Beautiful.
So I will let you know, Dave.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Enjoy your pizzas, and I'll see you next month.
Awesome.
All right, Lisi Gorenson and the Connors airs Wednesday at 8 Central on ABC. Top stories are next on 720 WGN.